We're taking you to New Zealand right now as the South Pacific nation mourns 50 people who were killed in a shooting at two mosques last week. The country's prime minister said on Thursday that major changes were ahead concerning the country's gun laws.
Today I'm announcing that New Zealand will ban all military-style semi-automatic weapons. We will also ban all assault rifles. We will ban all high-capacity magazines. In short, every semi-automatic weapon used in the terrorist attack on Friday will be banned in this country.
Prime Minister Ardern said the new laws would make her country safer and that she hoped they'd be in place by April 11th. New Zealand police estimate that there are 1.2 million guns in the country, roughly one for every four people. Not every kind will be banned. Some classes of firearms used in hunting, farming, and pest control will still be allowed. But many New Zealanders have legally bought the kinds of guns that are now illegal, and the government's planning a buyback program to pay them when they turn in their guns. New Zealand's Police Association says it supports the new law, calling the government courageous for acting to ban the weapons. But not everyone is on board. A hunting business owner interviewed by NPR says the ban will affect part of his livelihood and that it's a disappointment to penalize hundreds of thousands of gun owners for what one person did. Today, 1 week after the attack, New Zealand is holding what its prime minister calls a nationwide reflection for the dead.